Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. So if you got any complaints, contact me. If you're happy, if you like things around here, you can contact me about that too. I'm very excited about having our good friend Pam Danziger back on the show. She's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. President of Unity Marketing. She's one of the folks we count on around here to help us understand what's going on out there on Main Street, and especially in the retail area where the little bell's over the door. But she focuses most of her work on the folks with discretionary income. And one group she calls them the Henrys, High Earners Not Rich Yet group. That group, in fact, her new book is called Meet the Henrys. And she's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back.
It's great to be with you this morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. We love having you on the show because you bring some great, not just good perspectives and your wisdom, but also real research. And you've been writing and discussing global trends in what consumers are doing, how brands are handling these global trends. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, one of the things that I look at is the high-end market. I mean, the luxury consumers, because essentially, what's going on at the luxury level, at the very high end, drills down. I mean, it evolves down to the mass market. So, what's going on in the luxury market is really a bellwether to what's going to happen in the mass market as we move forward. And one of the things that's most profound, I mean, we just completed a survey with 600 luxury insiders, people who work in the luxury industry and work and have luxury retail establishments. And what we found is that there's just growing concern about political and cultural unrest and the shifts that are going on, and people are really having a hard time trying to digest this. I mean, one of the things that's so profound, and we see it in the political sphere right now, is concerns about income inequality and, a real cultural shift.
Are you talking about guilt? It sounds like maybe there might be a little guilt in there in the middle of all that.
Well, I don't know.
A little self-consciousness?
Well, self-consciousness. I mean, I think that they are really going undercover, and that is one of the more profound findings in our research, is that the wealthy, while there are more wealthy people in the United States and globally than ever before, I mean, the rich are getting richer, they are really now going undercover. They
buy from Tiffany's, but they put it in a brown bag.
Exactly. They're retreating. They don't want to show that they are one of the hated wealthy folks. And it really, you know, I see as offering great opportunities for small businesses that sell, like, security systems and are involved in helping protect and secure
so you think the wealthy there's, yeah, people there's, in their there's, communities. This group is more anxious. You think they actually are concerned about their own well-being?
They are definitely concerned about their own well-being. They're concerned about safety. And that really offers a lot of opportunities for companies, particularly small businesses in local communities, to target those customers. You know, but the fact is, because they're retreating, because they are going behind, you know, their walls, they're going to be harder to reach and harder to connect with. So it's really important to have.
And you're going to have to, when you serve them, you're going to have to provide them with what they want without being gushy and overt about what they're acquiring from you. You're going to have to be more discreet a little more, maybe just, how about this? How about just more professional?
Yeah, exactly. More professional, more in tune with what their real concerns are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that was interesting, one of a interior designer I talked to said that, and she had worked with this client before and had a very successful relationship, but they just bought a new house and they were looking for a designer to do it, and checked her out and found out she was so active on social media and so active in PR that they decided they didn't want to work with her because she was just too out there.
I've been shopping for my wife, and for some reason the lady we live in a small town and people know each other, and for some reason this woman thought I would be impressed that somebody else had bought this, and I thought.
Right.
What a stupid thing for you to say to me. And I just promptly left the building. You know, I mean, that was the opposite of what you're talking about.
Exactly. They want something special. They want something unique. They want something just for them.
Do you think that there's opportunity for, what's the term they use? Bespoke services.
When we think about
bespoke services, we typically think of tailors and haberdashers and people like that. But you can apply bespoke to anything, can't you?
It just means customized. I mean, really something that's really truly customized.
And I come to you with it.
Exactly.
If you're wanting to buy art, if I'm an art dealer. And you're one, and I know you like art. I might say, hey, I haven't seen you lately. I've got some new stuff in. How about if I bring it to your house and we set things around? You won't have to leave your house.
Exactly, that's bespoke service, and
yes.
There is nothing like it. There's mm-hmm. nothing like it. And again, that appeals to the wealthy because they don't have to come out and put themselves in jeopardy.
And they don't want to walk around in a shop where other people are saying, "Ooh, look who's buying that $20,000 piece of art," or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, it's a profound change, and one that I think has important implications as we mm-hmm. look to the future of trying to connect with these wealthy consumers who have so much more money to spend, and they're the ones that small businesses really depend upon to keep their doors open.
And providing that kind of service, including the home security stuff, that's high margin. Because it's customized, uh-huh. and it's no one else has exactly what you're giving them, and they will pay for that. It's high margin.
That's right. And because you're doing service, I mean, you have to train your service people to be able to navigate the world of the wealthy mm-hmm. and really understand how important it is, to be clean, to be professional when you go out on a call.
Pam, I need your website quickly, please.
It's unitymarketingonline.com.
So check it out, folks. And her new book, Meet the Henrys, the Millennials That Matter Most for Luxury Brands. It's outstanding. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.